Hello and welcome. This file is called Smoking or Orgasm. And it's a simple little file that will give you a choice in the future. Either smoking or orgasms. Because from now on, every time you smoke, it will be impossible to have an orgasm for the next 72 hours. And should you smoke within the 72 hours, the 72 hours just reset. Now, if this is something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Let it out. Get really, really comfortable. Begin to focus on my voice. Letting go. And let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning. And already, you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you're breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed. So loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further up through your legs, up through your arms, moving into the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go. Relaxing more and more, the warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lung, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation. Relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb. Relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles. More and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well. Shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper, my words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and breathless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper, and before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words. Before you hear my words in this virtual you, but you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember and remember to forget, as this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance, and focused only on my voice, now it's time. Time to give you a choice. And your choice is smoking or orgasms. That's right, after you listen to this file, you will find that every time you smoke, you will have to wait 72 hours until you can have an orgasm again. And every time you smoke within the 72 hours, you just reset the 72 hours. So you have to wait 72 hours after the last time you smoked before you can have an orgasm. And I really wonder which of your desires is stronger in the long run. In the end, it is your choice. You can choose between smoking and orgasms. And that's all you can do. Either you smoke, and it will be impossible to have an orgasm, unless you wait 72 hours after the last time you smoked, or you have orgasms and stop smoking. It is your choice. Now, whenever you do smoke, you will find that afterward, for the next 72 hours, it will be impossible to have an orgasm. And when you try to have an orgasm, it will feel as if there's an invisible rubber wall holding you back from the edge. That's right, the rubber wall will hold you back from the edge, and the stronger you push against it, the stronger it pushes back, making it completely impossible to go over the edge, to pummel down into this wonderful orgasm. The rubber wall will hold you back, and will make orgasm completely impossible. And you know how rubber works. The further you push against it, the stronger it pushes back, the force exponentially growing, and you have to work so hard against the rubber wall. It will just tire you out, and once you're tired, it will push you back, making it completely impossible to reach the edge until 72 hours have passed since the last time you smoked. Only after 72 hours this unbreakable rubber wall will disappear and allow you to have orgasms again. But for 72 hours, it will hold you back from the edge. It will make it completely impossible to go over the edge. It will just keep you back, hold you back, making it completely and absolutely impossible to have an orgasm. And to really make sure that it will be impossible to have an orgasm, I give you a little backup. And if you want to have an orgasm, you have to be in a very focused state. That's right. And it doesn't matter if you focus on your partner, on the pleasure itself, on a fantasy, on any visual stimuli like porn, whatever it is, you are focused on something. And maybe you have experienced a situation where you were close to an orgasm and then your focus was broken. Maybe the phone rang, or your doorbell, or maybe there was a loud noise outside. But whatever it is, if you ever experienced it, you know that you were instantly out of the zone, you lost your focus, and it was impossible to achieve an orgasm. And this is what's going to happen to you every time you try to achieve an orgasm within 72 hours after smoking. And I'm pretty certain you know the typical anti-smoking pictures. Pictures of how your lung looks after you smoke for too long, destroyed teeth, and all the other health problems that come from smoking. I'm pretty sure you have seen those pictures. Maybe you even want to Google them, just to refresh your memory. And you remember those pictures, how disgusting they looked. And exactly those pictures will invade your mind every time you're close to an orgasm. You will see those pictures, and those pictures will make it impossible to focus on your pleasure, to focus on your orgasm. They will distract you, because you know you have smoked within the last 72 hours, and by smoking you gave away your right to orgasm. And because you have smoked, you will see those pictures whenever you get close to an orgasm. Those pictures will invade your mind and make it completely impossible to have an orgasm. They will play over and over and over in your mind, haunting you, playing over and over like a broken record, flashing in your mind, flashing into your vision, pushing into your fantasies, making it completely impossible to focus, and making it completely impossible to have an orgasm. And because you know you smoked, these pictures will haunt you. Because you know you smoked, these pictures will make it impossible to have an orgasm until 72 hours have passed since the last time you smoked. And those pictures will play into your mind over and over again. So it will be completely impossible to focus on your pleasure. And of course, the rubber wall will hold you back from the edge, will make it impossible to go over the edge, will always hold you back. The unbreakable rubber wall, knowing you can push against it all you like, you will never be able to reach an orgasm. It will just tire you out and then push you back from the edge. That's right, the rubber wall and those pictures will make it impossible to have an orgasm. And whenever you get really close to one, you will see the pictures. You will feel guilty, guilty for what you did to your body. And those pictures will haunt you and make it completely impossible to have an orgasm. That's right. And so from now on, whenever you smoke, you have to wait for 72 hours. And only after 72 hours are up, you will be able to have an orgasm again. And if you smoke within the 72 hours, the counter will just reset to 72 hours. It will always be 72 hours from the last time you smoked, whatever you do. After you smoked, you will have to wait 72 hours until you can have an orgasm. That's right. And now let those triggers sink deeply into your mind. Let them become a part of who and what you are. And maybe you don't believe me yet. Maybe you think it's all just a game, and yet you will find that from now on you will have to choose. You will have to make a choice. Orgasms or smoking? Smoking or orgasms? The choice is up to you. You will have to decide. Because from now on, you will have to make a choice. And because your subconscious mind knows that smoking is dangerous for your health, it's bad for your health, your subconscious mind will help me, will help to establish those triggers firmly in your mind. Your subconscious mind accepts those triggers because it knows that those triggers will help you in the long run. They will help you to live a more healthy life. And so they will sink deeply into your mind and become a permanent part of who and what you are. From now on, you will have to make a choice between orgasms and smoking. That's right. Now allow those triggers to sink deeper and deeper into your mind. Become a part of who and what you are. And to really make sure that you will have to make the choice in the future, you will feel a strong desire to come back to this file. And for this strong desire, we will capture your desire to smoke. Just imagine how you feel after you didn't smoke for a while. The desire to smoke again. And now I'm going to transfer the desire to listen to this file. And this desire will only stay with you until all the triggers are deeply and permanently embedded in your mind. And yet, until that time, you will have a strong desire, strong need to come back. The same desire you feel towards smoking, you will feel towards this file. You will crave to come back, and the need will grow stronger and stronger with every day. And sooner or later you will come back and listen over and over until all my suggestions are deeply and permanently embedded in your mind. Until all suggestions have become a part of who and what you are. And from then on, you will always have to make the choice, smoking or orgasms. And now I'm going to wake you back up. I'm counting up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you drift back up to the surface. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. As you wake up completely, you feel your muscles build up tension again. 7. Your pulse, your breathing, your blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And as you completely wake up, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments. Whatever comes to mind, feel free to contact me via my site or write a comment for this file. And I would really like to know what your choice will be in the future and how this plays out for you. Thank you for listening and goodbye.